This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, March 6, 2013. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Comet Pan-STARRS C2011L4 continues to put on a good show through binoculars, according to observers south of the equator. The still brightening comet will swing into our evening sky 30 minutes after sunset, starting about March 6th, although it may continue to be a challenge to find before Saturday, March 9th. Observing information, including when it may be seen from Griffith Observatory, is posted on a special Griffith Observatory webpage. The comet and how you can watch it will be one of the topics discussed at this week's All Space Considered in Griffith Observatory's Leonard Nimoy Event Horizon Theater at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 1st. The waning moon rises later each night as the week proceeds. Moonrise advances from 10:05 p.m. on February 27th to 2:18 a.m. on Wednesday, March 6th. The moon's phase changes from gibbous to last quarter on the 4th, then is crescent through the 6th. Jupiter shines brilliantly in Taurus the Bull and is nearly overhead as darkness falls. Use binoculars to see Jupiter's four largest moons clustered tightly in moving patterns around the planet. A telescope will show Jupiter's banded cloud patterns. Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at about 12:30 a.m. The ringed planet Saturn appears as a bright golden star in the southeast after it rises at about 10:20 p.m. The best time to see it is 3:50 a.m. when it's at its highest, 43 degrees above the southern horizon. The northern face of Saturn's ring system is visible through a telescope and is tilted 19 degrees in our direction. The moon passes below Saturn on Saturday morning, March 2nd. The International Space Station will make its highest pass of the week over Los Angeles on Wednesday, February 27th, between 6:21 and 6:28 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, crossing the sky from northwest to southeast. The space station will appear highest, nearly overhead, at 6:25 p.m. Another chance to see the ISS will come on Friday, March 1st, only this time the space station may be pursued by a SpaceX Dragon capsule, an unpiloted automated craft built in Hawthorne, California, under contract with NASA to deliver thousands of pounds of supplies to the crew of the ISS. If Dragon launches from Florida on time, on March 1st at 7:10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the capsule may be seen close to the ISS when, from Los Angeles, the ISS crosses the sky from west-northwest to south-southeast between 6:17 and 6:23 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The spacecraft will appear as high as 33 degrees over the southwest horizon at 6:20 p.m. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes Wednesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place between 2:00 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.